In Exodus chapter 20, there is a little story of instruction of how God says to Moses how he wants to be worshipped. And it involves building an altar. You've heard about Abraham building an altar and Isaac, Jacob building altars. Well, he gave instructions on how to build an altar. And he said, the way I want you to build an altar is to use dirt. Just pile up some dirt, make an altar, and then you can make your sacrifices on that. And then he says, if you want to use stone, you can use stone. Okay. But he said, there's one rule about stone. He said, I don't want you taking a tool and shaping the stone. If you want to use stone, just take what's around you and use it. Because the minute you take a tool and start shaping the stone, the altar becomes about the artist and not the one who's being worshipped. And I think that's why God tells this to Moses. But he said, I prefer it's just plain old dirt. But maybe, I don't know if you've ever built sandcastles on the beach, you know that dirt just doesn't stay up by itself. So you might need some stones to support it or whatever. And that has relevance, I believe, to our worship. It has relevance to today in this way. Paul tells us that we are the jars that hold the treasure of Jesus Christ. We are the altar that holds Jesus Christ. So it harkens back to that instruction that the vessel that is used, the materials that are used for the altar, is us. And he doesn't want us taking the spotlight from him. He said it's better to use earth, it's better to use dirt, so you're not glorified yourself. We, today, need to be vessels for the Lord. And it's not about us, how pretty we are, how smart we are, any of that stuff. It's kind of like the difference between a vase. If some of you brought your food today in a beautiful vase, people might notice the vase and comment on the vase and not be able to see the food inside. But if you brought it in a mason jar, nobody cares about the mason jar, unless your last name's Mason, which is in my family. But other than that, I give all, anything with Mason, I give it to Zach. But there's a little Mason right there. But the point is, when you set your Mason jar down with cream of corn or green beans or whatever, nobody comments on the jar, do they? They can see right through it. They can see what's in it. And they say, wow, those green beans look good, that corn looks good or whatever. So it's not about the jar. It's about what's inside. The point I'm trying to make is, we're going to have a little time of sharing today. It doesn't matter about you. It matters what God's done in your life. And I would like you to feel comfortable enough to share something that God's done in your life. And remember, you're just a mason jar. You don't have to be polished. You can make mistakes. You can stumble through it. It's about what's inside the jar. It's about what God's done for us. So keep that in mind. I know you're a bunch of bashful people. I know that. I know you. But I'd like you to try to think of something the Lord has done in your life that is sweet to you, is precious to you, some protection that he's done for you or a family member, some crisis he's brought you through, some joyful thing that's happened to you, things like that. So just kind of let that start thinking, seeping into your mind. It doesn't have to be long. It can be 15 seconds. It can be, you know, my car wouldn't start, and somebody came along and helped me, blah, blah, whatever. It doesn't have to be anything hugely spiritual or hugely big.